Okay, today is November 21st, and we are learning Yerushalmi Makos. And we saw in the very beginning of the Gemara two different opinions over when we cannot.
Zev Baruch ben Rachel.
Zev Baruch ben Rachelaya. He should have a full refuah from his procedure that's taking place as we speak in Eretz Yisrael.
Not here, Manhattan.
Oh, it's here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Bezus Hashem, it should go well. Okay, so the two opinions are that when we cannot fulfill the general Torah's Hazama because the some diuk due to him, but not to him and his children, so we don't make him a non-Kohen, or we can't send him into Galus because it's not the same kind of asiyah for him. So be that as it may, the first opinion holds that when we can't do Torah Sazama, so he's going to get one Malkus for the Edim Zalmim and another Malkus for Lo San Ever Echayit Shaker. The other opinion holds, no, when you can't do Torah Hazama exactly, okay, Torah Hazama is replaced by Lo Sanever Echayit Shaker, and he just gets one Malkus. Okay, do you see both sides?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, both of you? All right. You were saying? In other words, the first opinion holds that, actually it's the second opinion, but one opinion holds that if you can't do Torah's Hazama by giving him what he wanted to give to you, then he gets a Malkus instead of that. The Torah's Hazama becomes the Malkus. And then, separately from that, there's another Malkus for the other thing. Mm-hmm. The other guy says, no, if you can't do Torah's Hazama, then the Lo San Ever Echayit Shaker kicks in. No one's going to think that when we do give him Torah's Hazama, right? Let's say I say, you owe him $100, and I'm, and the two of us are Edim Zalmim. So I have to pay you $100, right? The two Edim between us pay you $100. So we don't do that and get Malkus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So those are the two sides. Okay? The Rambam Paskins are only one. Rambam Paskins like the opinion, you get it? That the Torah Hazama is replaced by Malkus. Okay? All right, let's do...
Is it considered a more severe punishment? Is that why?
Well, you see, the Hazama is, I'm going to give to you what you wanted to do to that person. And that's 98% of the cases.
But you're still lying testimony.
Yeah, and I gave, right. So, this is going to be a much larger picture that's really not so much the place. It appears in Makos a little bit, but its main sugya, it's called Kimle Midraba Mine, is that when someone is chayav both a Malkus, right, and a possible monetary fine, and a Malkus, that he's going to get one of them, but not both of them.
Okay.
It's Machlokus, which one he gets in the Gemara. Right, but I get it. When any Eid Zomimim is chayav, usually a monetary fine, because he wanted to cause someone else, whether it's a devaluing the ksuva, whatever else we discussed already, that he causes a monetary pain to somebody. So you've got to suffer that pain. And he also certainly violated Lo San Ever Echayit Shaker, so there's Malkus for that. But this is a much larger global question altogether, when there is possibly a carbon or kares and a monetary fine, or Mises Vaisdin and a monetary fine, mm-hmm. Right? You get that? If I burn your field on Shabbos, so the Mishnah in Bava Kamma says that you're not chayav for tashlumim of the field, because if two Edim saw you, they're going to kill you for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes you do pay both, you do suffer both. If I if I stole from you indoors, I stole your wallet and then went out in Rosh Hasharabim, you know, with an intention to make an akira in Rosh Hashiachit and to take it out in Rosh Hasharabim, so as soon as I walk for Amos, I'm chayav skila for havara mirushus l'rushus, right?
Yeah.
In fact, you don't have to walk for Amos. As soon as you can take it right out the window. As soon as you go from one rishus to the other.
I was just curious why the Hazama cancels out the punishment of lying in testimony. But maybe Chazal wanted to give people
so you get
a lesser punishment?
Well, you get... That's the machlokas, which is the lesser punishment. Kimle medirabba mine means when he's chayav on two punishments, you give him the harsher one and not the lesser one. So that's the machlokas in the Gemara. Is Malkus a harsher punishment? Again, it might depend on how much you lied, you know, how much the fine was. Mm-hmm. You know, I would take a Malkus over $1 million, but I wouldn't take a Malkus over $20.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, the Gemara doesn't differentiate like that. You don't get the choice from those two opinions. Right? But if you stole money in someone's house, then you're a ganav before you were chayav misa, then you would have to pay back money and get skila and a punishment, because those two didn't come at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right? The guy who burnt the field, the second he caused damage, he was mechal Shabbos as well. So those two came simultaneously, and that's how that's treated. Okay. All right, so you see how Rabbi Shua ben Levi presents his statement here. You see what it says? Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar Vasisam Lo Shnei Devarim Misurim Levezdin Atofes Echad Mehen Yotzer Davar Shehu Masur LaShamayim. Right. So when there's two things that is Masur Levezdin. Beis Din has to take care of two different inyanim, right? So those two inyanim are monetary fine that he wanted to force upon you, right? As well as a lo san ever echad shoker in general, right? So we said that the Vasisa lo kasher zomam precludes the mida k'neged mida of the edim zomim for malchus by the guy who said that he's not a kohen, right? And I mentioned to you a gemara in Bava Kamma just now, right? So there it says you give him malchus k'dei risha so, according to his risha. So the Gemara says you only give one Risha at a time. You can't give two Rishas at a time. If they came simultaneously. The guy who has to pay back the wallet and get skila for walking outside with it, that's two different Rishas because of two different events. He was a ganef at 10:01 and then he was a Mechal Shabbos at 10:03. So that's two different events. But for the same event, the Beis Din only punishes him with one Risha. Okay? We just went through a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Gemara in Ksuvos, really, really covered a lot of ground here. It's also, if you remember, a Mishnah in Meseches Megillah. Right? Remember the first paragraph, there's a bunch of Ein Bains. It starts off Ein Bain Adar Rishon La Adar Sheni Ella. And as a result of that Mishnah, which belongs in Megillah, the next seven or eight Mishnayos all start with the word Ein Bain. And one of the Ein Bains is Ein Bain Shabbos Li Yom HaKippurim Ela Shezez Dono B'Shabbos V'Zez Dono B'Karis. Then Shabbos, if he did something B'Mezid without witnesses, right? There's Zez Dono B'Skila V'Zez Dono B'Karis. And Shabbos, if you have witnesses, this person will get skila, but then Yom Kippur, right? There's no skila for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is just kares. Oh. Yom Kippur is less chomer than Shabbos, right? So the Gemara says, I thought there should be another difference, because if you burn someone's field on Yom Kippur, do you have to pay for it? If you burn someone's field on Shabbos, you don't have to pay for it. You remember the Gemara in Bava Kamma? That's actually a Mishnah in Bava Kamma. What if I burn someone's field in Yom Kippur?
because you're not chayav skila. You could.
Does the skila, the skila saved me from paying for the field. Does the kari save me from paying the field?
I think not.
Then there should have been another difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
Right.
You get it? The Mishnah should have said that there's ein bein Shabbos liyom Kippur, ella, this is skila, that's kares, and you pay tashlumim yom Kippur, we don't pay tashlumim in Shabbos, because we're going to kill him. So that Tana must hold that kares also saves you from because it's two different punishments. It's kares and the monetary fine for the field. Right? And they came simultaneously. So that Tana must hold, that kares is also saves from a monetary fine, just like a skila does.
Hmm.
Right? So this little discussion here really touches upon makas, bava kamma, ksuvis is really the main place. I didn't even get into that yet. Ksuvis says that if a man rapes his sister, he has to pay the fine. Right?
His father or his sister?
These are the na'arot. If she's older, let's say she's 14, okay. And past 13, she pays it to her. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, he's chayav kares for raping his sister. Why does he have to kares? So that's the whole, that's the biggest sugya of all, of fine and it interacts, the Malkus Mishnah and Maseches Makos, that's coming later in the third parak. Right? So think about this and all these kind of things is what makes the minds of those who learn Gemara often so sharp, because we're comparing a lot of different inyanim, and mm-hmm. it really keeps you sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now when two things are Mesurim to Beis Din simultaneously, they only administer one of them. Okay, so here lo sanever echoitz et shaker is punished, but not vasisa lo kasher zamam, because we can't do kasher zamam. I mean, we started with this, right?
Mm.
So there's a brisa in Torah's Kohanim that we're going to quote now, and then we'll stop with this. Okay, all right. So you just see the words inside. It says Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar vasisem lo shnei dvarim esurim lebeis din atofes achad mehem. Yotzadavar shehu masur l'shamayim. But with that which God takes care of, which is kares, right?
Mm-hmm.
So may not be in this category. So this would hold, not like with the Mishnah and Megillah. You see why? Because if it's masur l'shamayim, let God take care of his kares, I'm going to take care of the field.
Right.
It's one thing if we're going to take care of skila, we shouldn't make him pay for the field also, because that would be us doing two rishas. The Beis Din taking care of two punishments at the same time. But if God's taking care of one of the punishments, which is kares, right? Let the Beis Din take care of their one. You get it?
Hmm.
And you see the lumdus of why the Mishnah in Megillah, Ein Bein Shabbos Liyom Kippur, if this was a difference, the Mishnah there should have used that example also as a difference. Then I have to really, in all fairness, tell you a Mishnah in Erevin, in the third parak, that says that you can use anything for an Erev except pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, right? And the Gemara then there gives a lot of examples where a Mishnah can say something that the only difference between na-na-na-na-na is this, even though there are other differences. It's called Tana V'Shayer. A Tana, even when it says chutz, right? You can use everything except... Right, a woman is chayav in every mitzvah lo saseh, except, and we found some other mitzvahs lo saseh that she's pater. A woman is pater from all mitzvah saseh, she has man grama, except, and there are other exceptions.
Yeah.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
There it happens to be that the Mishnah just says point blank, she's chayav in all mitzvah saseh, she loves man grama, and she's pater in all mitzvah saseh, she has man grama. The Mishnah knows there are a lot of exceptions to both those rules.
Mm-hmm.
So you get it, you know, it could be ain bane, and there could be some, you know, still some things that fall out. Okay? So let's just close with this a quote from the Sifra. The Sifra is it also known as Torah Kohanim? It's the Medrash Halacha Tishmos. All right? So the Sifra says, Lo yichalel zar'o be'amav. Right? Do not mechalel your son in his, amongst his people. it's talking about a Kohen not marrying someone who will make it so that his son doesn't maintain the kahuna. Right? So it refers to Zera Shehu Mischalel. Right? So the Gemara talks, this is maybe too much of a tangent for now, we'll maybe start with this, is that by sleeping with this woman, he actually does two things. He's Mechalel Har, right? Because now she herself is made into a Chalala. Right, then we have to work on this because if he can't sleep with her, she's already mechulelas. I mean, what's the thing that's going on here?
Right.
It could be for some kind of kirva. We'll see what the case is. And as a result of his bia, he's doing two things: he's hurting her and he's hurting his child from her. Okay, a kohen gadol who sleeps with an almana now made her pasul to regular kohanim.
Right.
You get it?
Yeah.
Even though she's muteris to other kohanim as she is right now.
Right.
You get it?
So he damages her because of that.
Right. And he damages the son that she's going to have. That or more so the daughter that she's going to have, who now can't marry a regular kohen either.
She's also a chalala.
Yeah. So you see, he's doing two damages at the same time. Okay, so we're going to discuss: does that give him two malchus?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Yerushalmi gets right into things. Right, that's why this is you're looking at all Yosefas Malchus. This is all little things. My notes to Yerushalmi Malchus. Right. So okay, so we'll continue with that next year.